Mike Shore is here with us. The Weasel.
What's up?
I can do my little wheezing the juice. Paulie is going to be at the Improv all weekend long. 864-4000 or improvtampa.com to get tickets. He's got shows tonight and tomorrow night. Go see Paulie. Paulie, you know Paulie from movies and MTV and stuff, but he's a very funny stand-up comedian and has been doing it for a long time. He's pretty much raised by Sam Kinison. So you got it in the blood. How's your mom doing?
Same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are things at the comedy store?
I guess good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
why do you always get all shy up on questions?
No, it's good. I mean, it's the comedy store.
All right.
What else to say? It's a microphone. It's comedians.
Who's your favorite comedian of all time?
I'd have to say in order, probably Richard Pryor than Sam.
Yeah.
I love Chris Rock, too.
Isn't Chris Rock great?
He's great, yeah.
Chris,
great.
Like, I'll watch Richard Pryor now, and I'll see the genius that he is and how funny he is. But then you watch Chris Rock, and you know that'll Eddie Murphy stuff you watch, and it's just so, it was great then, but it was kind of dated. But Chris Rock will always be funny.
I don't know. I saw it Raw in Delirious in the last year. I thought it was great.
Still funny. Just a little bit dated.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but Chris Rock stuff is always good. Nervous Jared here?
He is.
All right. Do you want to see who Spanish is fighting on Saturday?
Yeah, I saw the video. You killed him last time.
Yeah
I did.
When was the last time you saw this guy?
Well, we had him in studio yesterday to talk trash about Saturday's fight. So.
And when was the last time he worked here?
Only a couple of months ago.
Right?
It was only like 4 months
recently.
Ago. He left to go to Atlanta, and it didn't work out. So he came back here. And now he works like at a tattoo store, but he really, I mean, this is what he wants to do. He worked here for a long time before he left.
He was in your position?
No, he was, yes,
for
a different show, yes.
And now that show doesn't want him anymore. They hired somebody else. Uh-huh. And we don't have room from here because we got Spanish, but I'm willing to fire Spanish after 5 years of solid loyalty and employment.
Years.
6 years of solid
that's
loyalty
not
employment.
Cool, bro.
I know, that's what I said.
You shouldn't be put in that position.
I also agree, but I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have the utmost confidence in my abilities.
What if accidents happen? What if
he
clips you by accident?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess then I'm going to have to deal with that when the time comes. But right now, my focus is getting that $500 from you when I break his nose.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put my whole career on the line for this one fight. That's
I got to tell you,
nuts.
Though, I'm a huge adrenaline junkie, so this is going to be awesome.
Okay.
Plus, he does a lot of drugs.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Which I won't be on if you're listening on Saturday.
No.
None of that.
You can't be.
No. No.
What kind of drugs do you do?
All of them. Well, except like crack and heroin and PCP. What?
Yeah. We'll have to talk after the show. Anyways.
What's your favorite drug? Molly?
I love the Mollies.
I've done it a couple times.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, no, I did. It was ecstasy, I think, at the time.
Same thing, right?
Basically, ecstasy's a little dirtier, but I mean, you know, who knows?
No, not like that clean Molly.
I've never done Molly. I just did ecstasy.
Man.
How long ago? When was the last time you did ecstasy?
5-6 years ago.
So you do.
The what?
So you do.
Yeah, exactly. Have you heard about the ayahuasca?
Ayahuasca. Hell yeah, I have.
Have you done it?
No, but I was looking online. You could do like special retreats where you go and instead of
being you need a shaman to do it.
So they have shamans, but they also do it where like American psychiatrists and psychologists are down there and you could kind of do more with them and not be so much of like a spiritual thing and actually have like a
but
real.
I heard you throw up a lot. I don't like to throw up.
Poop, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind pooping. I'm a poop champ, but
everybody's
I don't like to throw
different.
Up.
Yeah, you might not have any type of reaction depending on your body. You know, your body might just accept it. And
everybody poops.
On a journey. Everybody also
are you
going
to do it, though?
I would like to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try it, too.
If you want to do it, I'll video. If you allow me to send the Bone TV crew
absolutely.
With you, I'll videotape
absolutely
that.
Absolutely allow that, yeah.
I'd like to see you throw up all over yourself.
Yeah, I've been.
Oh, I got the idea. Here, are you ready for
mm-hmm.
this? Okay. If you lose tomorrow, you lose tomorrow, then the only way back, you know, to take back the position if you film him doing the ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
you
down.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, I would be in.
I think that's a good in.
Okay.
Do we have to fly down there?
You don't want to get rid of this guy. He's great.
Thank you.
If we can't get ayahuasca, we'll just mix some stuff in a bathtub.
Yeah,
and we'll
I'm
see
down.
How that works
yeah.
out.
All
right, try that.
Prison
Jared.
Wine.
Nervous Jared, say hello to Pauly Shore.
How's it going?
He's black.
He's not black.
No.
He's not black.
He's Persian.
What is your ethnic background, Jared?
Filipino and Puerto Rican.
Get right up on the microphone. I know you've been on the radio for a while, but talk right into it. Filipino and Puerto Rican? Yes. Who is why? I know we asked this. I don't remember. Your dad's Filipino.
Yeah, my dad's Filipino.
Your mother's Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Because when I said black, I was like, well, he's black. He's going to kick his butt.
Right, right.
Yeah, but he's not.
Right. Because the lower you go on the social scale, the better of a fighter you are.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wow.
Easy, bro. Trump.
That's an old Chris Rock joke. Okay, so how are you feeling since yesterday?
I'm still the same. I mean, more or less, where's my job and there's your fight. Like, that's like that. I'm still pretty angry about a lot of stuff right
what
now.
Are you angry? What are you so angry about?
I just want to know what the hell's going on.
You're going to go in there and you're going to fight Spanish and you're going to beat him. And then Monday, you better be here in a tie, ready to go on the show.
I have some ties if you need. I have a whole
bunch. I got ties. I don't want your weird ties.
Oh,
my weird ties.
You got Keith over.
You lost pretty bad last time.
Yeah, but that was last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots happened.
Have you been training?
I mean, a little bit here and there. Yeah.
Well, don't you think if you really want your job back, you should probably, like, you know, train a little?
In fairness to him, he didn't know until Tuesday of this week.
Okay. Yeah, 8 days notice. Yeah.
But he's been training every day since then.
Yeah.
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 Well, his schedule is so busy.
Right. So what happened with Atlanta?
I went up there, didn't work out, and I came back. I mean,
what didn't work out?
I was one happy there, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
He hated the guys he worked for.
No, I love the guys I worked for. I used to wasn't happy in my position. Let's say that.
What? Which was what?
I was technically the intern of the show, and I had a lot more experience than that. So.
Mm. Hmm. Okay. Where did you get Keith Olbermann's eyebrows from?
I've been working on this for a while. Like,
what have you been doing to him?
Nothing. That's
let him grow into one.
I don't want to do that.
That is, you got the thickest eyebrows I've seen. Gorgeous. They are gorgeous, right? Outside of a Marx brother, you got the best eyebrows I've ever seen. Your mother's Filipino. Your dad's Filipino.
My dad's Filipino.
And your mother's Keith Olbermann.
You do have some thick, bushy brows.
Yeah.
You know what you should do just for the fight? You should color it right in between. So on camera, it'll look like you have one unibrow.
Brow it up like Bert from Sesame Street.
But you want to be able to take it off after. Not like get a Sharpie, but just, you know.
Just get electrical tape.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
I'll pass all that.
Spanish, go see if there's some black electrical tape in the
get
room.
Get some now. That'd be awesome.
Jared, come on, Jared. Be ready for this. Look at it already.
I bet Carmen has like some eyeliner or something you could use.
Yeah.
Sharpie. I say we just Sharpie it. Be ready. Jared, I'm very disappointed. I feel like you're letting, like a bad Jedi, you're letting the anger take over.
Oh, I'm an angry guy to begin with.
But. Yeah, I know, but I liked you better when you were nervous. You had more... I don't know.
Like, oh, he's still nervous, too.
Yeah, no, still the same nervous guy, just a little pissed off.
Look, he's not here, and we both know that he's probably a little tougher than you are. He knocked you out the first time.
Yeah, he did. But I know what I was doing the first time.
Now you know what you're doing, and you were fighting for a job that it took him 6 years to get. I will have no problem firing him and saying, oh, sorry, Spanish, you shouldn't have lost the fight.
Well, I mean, you know is how badly I've been wanting to be on this show.
Before. Right.
Are you good on the computer?
I know a little bit.
Like, you can do all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's fine. Like, I know I'm not going to lose a thing if we get rid of Spanish and we get in Jared.
Right.
Jared's just as loyal. He's just as...
What's going to happen to this poor guy? Maybe he can go to Atlanta.
Maybe.
Spanish loses.
If he wanted to go... Yeah, to work for Buckingface.
If I lose and I lose my job, I'll probably just end up back home with my parents and sad for the rest of my life. So really? That'll be sad. Yeah. Thanks,
you
Mike.
You seem like you take it serious. He's got his tie on, everything.
Thank you.
You need someone like this or a little corporate guy.
I got one. He's called Rob. And then I got one over there. It's Jared. Will you tape Jared up? Let Jared. Look at him, mad he is. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
you're going to brow it up.
You have to.
Let me see. The biggest dicks.
No,
I've
let me
ever
see. Wait, turn around.
I like
see.
It. Take
like
you,
it.
You can you lift the hat up a little bit?
I don't think it looks.
Can you tell now?
You hit her.
Who did you hit? Oh my God!
Threw the hat backwards. Sorry. I apologize.
Stand next to Paulie. I want to take a picture of you.
Yeah, but look, come here for a sec. Don't be so sad, dude.
I'm not sad.
Just relax.
You're angry. Hold on. What is with you, crazy? Hold on, Jared. I gotta zoom in. Why?
Encino Man 2.
Don't take it off. Jared, why are you being so party pooper? You're a party pooper.
I am.
Why?
Because I have a lot of built up aggression that I'm gonna take out on Spanish tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can you show me?
The hits.
Do
the hits.
You wanna punch Paulie in the face? There we go. All right, here we go. That mic's in.
That's not his fault.
I strike one.
Go for
hold on. Oh, get it, killer. Get it, killer.
Look at that. Look at how mad I am now. Look at how mad I am.
That's nice.
All right. Spanish, go over. Now, Jared, put your hands up and let Spanish punch him.
Ow.
Here we go. Yeah, there we go. How you feeling about that, Jared?
It's all right.
It's all right, right? It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Whoop. Oh,
it's game over.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Go over by Galvin. Get that tape and put it on your eyebrows. I want you to do your best Jared impression.
Just put one right in the middle.
This is Spanish. Now get on the microphone. Jared, talk to Jared as Jared.
I don't want to do this. I can't do this. That was me throwing my hat down.
I just saw that. Your eyebrows all over the place. Really good on the
radio. What's that, Jared?
He's really good on the radio.
He's hard. Oh. It's hard for him. His eyebrows covering his eyes.
Here, put a piece of tape on Jared's eyebrow.
Don't touch.
Don't touch right on the top. Do you want to fight now?
I'm pissed right now.
Do you want to fight now?
No.
Don't fight unless you both have one eyebrow. Unless you both have one eyebrow, don't fight.
Yeah.
Put it on his eyebrow.
No.
Put it on him, Spanish. Just put it on. Jeff. Let him do it.
Oh.
Don't touch me.
Do it.
Seriously.
Spanish, give him a hug. Oh. Are you really that mad?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Channel that. Get that anger ready for tomorrow.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hit a guy when he's down. You know, like, if Jared loses, you should still let him be your intern or something. Like, he should still let him be around. He needs a home. He needs a family.
He doesn't want to be an intern.
Don't take him to the street. Yeah.
And by the way, you want it? The way to get it is to win. That's how you do it. Jared, that's how you do it, Jared.
I'm trying to stick, you know what I mean? I'm trying to, like, at least keep you in the mix, you know?
I appreciate that.
Because I feel your heart, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
He's right.
No,
he's
know.
Right. But what's going to win this fight for Jared is his desperation and his giant eyebrow. Those two things are the best things you got going for you. Turn this desperation into anger, into violence, into death. Into death. Look him right in the face and tell him death.
I'm going to kick your ass, man. I'm
not very convincing. When you say it like that, it's not very convincing.
That's basically where I'm at
right now. Not very convincing.
Paulie,
who do you think's going to win right now after today's display of anger?
Well, Spanish seems like he's pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He'll do anything.
But Jared's definitely more prepared, and he's very more focused this time than he was last time.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
But I still think Spanish will beat him.
Use that negativity and turn it into a positive.
Listen, I have my money on Spanish, but I'm going to tell you this, Jared. Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Things That's right. Happen. You never know.
Grab him by the pee. Yeah. Do it, Jared. Jared, if I were you, I'd just punch him in the chest really hard right now.
No, I'll save that.
All right.
I'll save that.
He doesn't want
Spanish
that.
Would punch you if I told him to.
I know.
Spanish said, do you want to fight right now? And Jared said no.
Because he's saving it. Mm. He's saving it.
I care about the listeners. I want them to see it.
Do me a favor. I like it.
I care about the listeners. I want them to see it.
Jared, you also need to have headgear on, too.
Jared, just push him a little bit.
Go chest to chest.
But do it angry. Do it angry, like.
Can we get a promo photo chest to chest and back to back?
Yeah, will you
do
take
back
it?
To back
will you
first?
Take it?
Yeah.
Look at the poor girl from the improv. She's like ready to leave the room. She doesn't want to get hit with anything else. But take it seriously, you two. Look, you're boring Paulie. He's checking his mail during the show.
Look at these guys. Your guy, what's his name, Hoppy? He tweeted at me.
Yeah, what did he say?
I turned around. I
wasn't what did he say? I'm sorry. Please come on Hoppy Hour. Be on my podcast.
That's funny.
Oh, Spanish, don't kiss him. I dare you to kiss him. I dare you to kiss him, Spanish. I dare you to kiss. Stick your tongue out, Spanish. I dare you to stick your tongue out.
Do
touch his lips with your tongue. Jared, you can fight back, Jared. Don't let him put you in the locker for the rest of your life.
He's
the thing is, he hasn't.
He has a little bit. He's getting the upper hand psychologically right now.
He's not, though.
Paulie even thinks he's going to win.
No. That's all right. That's the wheeze. I'm sorry. Right.
So you're saying Paulie's opinion doesn't matter?
I'm not saying it doesn't
matter. What are you saying? Other than son-in-law, you don't like his movies?
I didn't say that.
What are you? I'm trying to read into what you're saying. What are you saying?
I got nothing right now. Like, again, he's grilling me for some reason.
Who is? Paulie?
Yeah.
So why, is that why you don't like him?
No, I didn't say I didn't like
you
him.
You don't like him. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like Paulie?
About a 7.
So that's really like 3 no's.
That's not true.
That's 7
that's more yeses.
It is more, but I think you're just kind of being, all right, just wanted to check.
Why do you not like me?
I didn't say I didn't like you.
I said nice things about you.
I didn't say I didn't like you.
I'm the only one in here that's actually saying even if you lose, you should be part of this.
That's right.
That
Why would
true.
You turn your back on Paulie?
You know, everyone else is like, nope, you either got to win or you're on the streets.
Yep, win or go home.
And that's not cool. I think, you know, you're a good guy. You should be around. And you only gave me a 7?
Yeah, I gave you a 7. There's room for improvement. I might watch your movies more and love it more.
It's not about my movies. It's about me as a person trying to help you out. That's
I was
still
asked
a
about
7?
The movies.
It's still a 7?
It's a 7. You're grilling me more. It's turning into 6.5.
Oh. What a jerk.
I'll stop on my head.
Listen to me. I'm very excited for this fight. I know that you're not, but no. You need to be. You need to be.
Say, no, I mean, but like I said, I'm pretty angry right now. So
say, I'm nervous, Jared, and I'm fighting for a job.
I'm nervous, Jared, and I'm fighting for a job right
and
now.
And I hate Pauly Shore.
I don't hate Pauly Shore.
Say, I'm nervous, Jared, I'm a killing machine.
Yeah, I am a killing machine.
That's not in that high-pitched voice. Yeah, means
that's
nothing.
My voice, though.
I know, but man it up for this. Be like, I'm a goddamn killing machine.
I'm a damn killing machine.
There
Mike.
You go. That's what I'm talking about, Pyle. Get it crazy. All right, get out of here.
All right.
Thank you, Jared. Yeah. Tomorrow night, LBC, Palm Harbor. Go to Paulie's early show at the Improv and then come see us.
Bye, we like you. Yeah.
What? What happened, Carmen?
He's listening. And he's
oh, I'm whispering.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. I totally forgot. That.
I want him to win, but he's not. He's not getting the anger that he needs to get.
He seemed pretty angry.
He's not channeling. Like if you got in my face like that, I would just smash your
you
face.
You punked him
I
out.
Offered yeah. him.
You punked him out.
We could have fought here. And
right. You said it. For real, though. You said you want to fight right now?
If you said to me you want to fight right now, you know what the answer would be?
You would just
I'd
me in
punch
the face.
You right in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Jared didn't want to fight you.
Well.
So I need him to want to fight you by tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe he will. Doubtful, though.
Balls is also fighting tomorrow. Balls is fighting J Balls. Balls, how are you? Oh, hold on. Balls, there you are.
You got a lot of fights. What up, bro? This is like a big deal.
This is the opening. This is the opening match. This is Balls. This guy is Balls on Twitter, and there's another guy that has Balls on Twitter, and whoever loses has to change their Twitter handle. It's Balls versus Balls. Two fat dummies fighting each other to start everything out tomorrow. Are you ready for your fight?
Bro, I'm going to take this kid's head off. I legit hate this guy.
Why do you guys hate each other so much? I don't even know how you know each other.
Bro, I never met him, but he's harassed me and trolled me and called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he's saying he's going to put his balls on my
skin. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I heard he's considerably bigger than you, though.
Bro, I'm not worried about that, bro. I'm going to get in there and punch this kid right in the face as hard as I can and knock his block off, bro. Yeah, that's my plan.
Your win sounds like it's up to speed. Yeah. You couldn't even get that sentence out without gasping.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Of course you are. All right, so this will be the first match you'll get to see. This will probably be the most violent match, I think.
Yeah.
It'll be the
this
most
has
first.
A lot of hate.
It's definitely going to be violent.
Yeah.
Definitely going to be violent.
These are two. What are you wearing? Like, you're not going to go shirtless, right?
No, bro, I'm coming to you. It's a surprise, bro, but I'll be in my boxing attire. You'll see.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night at LBC. Thank you, Balls.
Yes, sir. Be all good.
Right. By the way, thank you to LBC. They brought by some food today. They are the ones that are hosting the fight and the UFC fight tomorrow night. It is LBC's local brewing company. They are on US 19 in Palm Harbor. We've done events there before. Our bands played there before.
Always packed. Great. Yeah, great place.
Great place, great people, great food. They got burgers, they've got barbecue, they got flatbreads, and it's going to be, I would get there early to watch the fight and then stick around to watch the UFC fight, and of course they've got plenty of Budweiser
beer. I was just about to say, that's the other thing they have, plenty of Bud.
Plenty of Bud. Paulie, anything else before we wrap things up today?
No, I think you got, I think tomorrow's going to be awesome.
I think so too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I love seeing you. Thank you for coming in here this morning. See Paulie at the Improv, ImprovTampa.com, 864-4000, and then hear him on his best friend Billy Madison show in the future.
In my podcast, Random Rants.
Carmen, call Faze on Love real quick. Here. Do you have his number?
I don't think so.
I have it. Come here. Do you have it, Paulie? Because I do.
Yeah.
You sure?
Call it.
Let me see what number you have.
Oh, he just texted me.
Who did? Oh, he did? What did he say? What did he say? Give him the Carmen so she can call him.
Oh, this is going to be...
Did he just... Wait, have you been texting him this whole time?
Yeah,
he texted. Oh!
Oh, yeah!
Somebody's got a little love for Faison.
Oh! Yo, I want to get with that.
You want some food? Are you hungry? Yeah. Why are you so moody? You're like so mushy sometimes. You never know if you're having a good time or a bad time.
Oh,
like,
it's just, I'm on L.A. time.
I know, but you're just like, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm bored if he's having a good time.
I'm good.
You sure?
Positive. Yeah, I'm good.
Calling Faison love.
I'm still, you know, just the whole Trump thing's crazy.
Oh, man.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's
crazy. Crazy how?
You Hollywood
unpredictable.
Types.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Give us a rant.
Yeah, unpredictable. Just like, what's going
to
happen?
Faison Love is about to get some fat checks in the mail because they're going to show Elf 9,000 times between now and December.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the department store manager in Elf. He is a big perm. He is in one of my favorite movies that you probably didn't see, Made with Vince Vaughn.
Fantastic.
He's a great actor, and he's upcoming. He's going to be in the new show with me called One More Job, which is coming to Netflix sometime in 2018. It is he and I playing former gangsters, teaming up together to try and go straight. But we always have to do one more job. What's he going? Is he not answering the phone now?
No, he's not.
Because he knows.
Call your boo. Text your boo and tell him we're trying to call him on the show. Did you make sweet love to him? You didn't answer no fast enough.
What?
Did you make out with him?
No.
Come on. Would you? That's a yes.
Whoa. That's not a no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't he answering?
Because he knows you're here.
Yeah, he's not answering.
He probably doesn't know what number it is.
He was fine when he thought it was just me. Then he found out you were here, and he was like,
Oh, he thinks she's calling and says she has a baby.
How do you know Faison Love? When did you guys become friends?
Is he on the phone?
He's not answering for you either. Tweet at Faison Love. At Faison Love. Tell him to answer his phone. Twitter's about to blow up. Tweet at him and ask him who he likes more, who he likes better, me or Pauly Shore. Because if he doesn't answer, he's going to have to answer in tweets. How do you know Faison? Pauly Shore.
I started with him.
Started what? Doing stand up?
Google my name and his name. You'll see a whole bunch of images of us together.
When you had long hair?
No, recently. He's my friend.
See, you get all moody.
Well, you're saying that recently. I don't know him.
You said we started together. Google it. I thought it was going to be like old picture. He was skinny. You had long hair. And I was like, oh, look at these two young kids doing comedy together.
No, I did a special with him in Vegas.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go Google it later.
Yeah, no, he's one of my good buds. He's awesome.
I could tell by his excitement about answering your phone call today on the show.
I haven't hit him up on.
I talked to him yesterday. When's the last time you talked to him?
A week ago.
All right. I got your beat.
That's true.
I talked to him twice last night. There.
Look at, there's our thing. It's hilarious. Wow, look at
that. So hot.
Oh, is it a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at, there's my friend.
That's a great look.
I gotta be honest with you, this is making me very jealous. I don't like this at all.
Mike, you would be
but you gotta hear it. It's really funny.
I'm sure it is, but I don't like to see the two of you buddy-buddying together.
Josh,
I don't mind if you and Billy Madison do it.
If you did it with Paul, like the three of you guys, you would look like his security. Like just walking around constantly protecting Pauly Shore.
We could probably write Pauly into our show. Are you calling Faison? Forget about
Again?
It. No, I don't know.
Three times.
All right, don't worry about it. I didn't know. All right. Tweet at Faison Love and ask him who he likes better, me or Pauly. That I need to know. We'll find out on Twitter. I like you.
I like you. Hey, have you ever had Bobby Lee in here?
Yeah, he's insane.
He's hilarious.
He's second only to Tracy Morgan for insane appearances on this show.
Oh, really?
He's insane.
That's awesome.
Can you show Pauly really quick the Bobby Lee footage? That's before we get out of here, Joe, I don't know if he's able to pull it up really quick. Bobby Lee came in here and within 5 minutes was trying to light his pubes on fire.
Yeah.
And then stuck around so he could fight fat porn stars in our studio his underwear.
He's
the best, but he hasn't been back since.
Really?
Yeah, he has not been back here in 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
In Tampa.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's nuts. He's nuts.
That's hilarious.
There he is. Look at him. He's the absolute best. All right, go see Pauly Shore at the Improv. Pauly, seriously, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.